When one considers signs of the British summer, certainly the official opening of the York Maze is one of those. And we're delighted to say, Ed Wellman, it's your first time at the summer York Maze, because previously you've actually been at the Hallow Scream.
Yeah, two Octobers, but the first summer, give or take the odd black cloud, which is going the other direction. So it's all fine.
And keeping the maze up to its amazing best is the legend that is Chief Executive Officer and Colonel Curl's alter ego, Tom Piercy.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. And over on my right, we have Colonel and Sweetie, the corn mascot characters are here as well.
Colonel and Sweetie. Do they speak? I can never recall whether they speak or they just gesticulate to me. Normally, they just gesticulate to me.
No, they're big fans of sign language. Sign language, yeah, which...
Yeah, it's quite astounding. The theme this year, do you know, I thought it might have been the Monkees, 50 years since the Monkees. I thought you might have gone Star Trek again, given obviously the push for that. I thought that was a possibility.
It was a possibility.
But you've gone Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and more, I believe.
Yeah, we're going for the whole Roald Dahl gamut this year, so not just Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
You've got James and the Giant Peach.
We've got
Matilda.
We've not got either of those. We've got the Fantastic Mr. Fox. We've got Willy Wonka. We have got the Hungry Crocodile. And we've got the BFG, of course, because the BFG film has just been released.
Indeed, Steven Spielberg at his best. I'm quite amazed, Tom, that after last year with Jamie Anderson, that Spielberg wasn't in touch with your good self for at least a cameo in the latest epic.
Absolutely, but we did manage to bag the actress that played Veruca Salt in the original Charlie and Chocolate Factory to come and open the maze, and she was great fun, actually, really good.
I was sharing with Ed the fact that, you know, again, we missed out on the opening, so we missed out on the helicopter ride and all the rest of the bits and pieces. I don't think, Ed, you were that devastated about missing out on the helicopter.
I'll get over that. I mean, it just depends how high the maze is at the moment. How high is the maze right now?
A lot of it is knocking around 8 foot, so it's pretty high.
Yeah, we'll go and get lost in there.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, apparently it's quite difficult this year. Ooh. I wasn't sure. I thought it looked relatively easy on paper, but the folks on the field are saying it's pretty tough.
So as we look around, I see obviously we've still presumably got Colonel's corn-fusing scenario that's actually there. The usual old favourites are in place.
Yeah, we've got the House of Confusion, which interestingly enough has a replica of the shrinking corridor from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So there's another Roald Dahl reference in there. And new stuff this year, we've got an all-new Crobot show. So if you guys can get yourselves along there, it's 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. You can find out how Professor Piercy has been teaching his giant mechanical robot to teach to scare the crows away, and then we've got an all-new trailer ride called Cromania 2, where those feathered fiends are black again. They've returned once more to eat the maze, so you need to board the trailer and see if you can basically there's a bit more of a story this year. Apparently there's a baddie on the ride called the Crow Man, and he may well have kidnapped Colonel.
We'll belt up and we'll check that out.
I know it sounds a little confusing, yeah. But you'll get the hang of it.
Now, what about the Cobmobile? Is that still there in the grounds?
Yeah, the Cobmobile is still there. It's now a static exhibit. The crows got inside and pulled some wires out.
And tragically not able to actually escort the Lord Mayor of York to the maze today, which I believe is what you're doing.
Absolutely, but I'm intending to get that Cob back on the road again.
On a slightly more serious note, York clearly suffered once again with floods this year, but the York Maze has again pulled out the stops to actually demonstrate some of the great work that's being done by some of the volunteers within the flood area.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we provided a large amount of storage for people over the flood period, and also there were lots of kids involved, and a lot of the adults have been recognised for their hard work, but some of the kids really, you know, didn't get a mention, so we've invited them down today. The Lord Mayor and myself are going to give them a bit of recognition and thank them for their efforts and give them some free tickets to come back again another day.
Well, Tom, we're more than happy to actually share that oxygen and publicity with them via Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting as well, so they could do a radio interview as well if they'd like to, entirely in your hands.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't refuse your smiley face, Alex.
You do know. Even McDonald's sent her best. She's in Spain, actually Marbella, and indeed other midweek drivettes who sort of are looking forward to attend the York Maze. They just couldn't make today, so we're going to do our stuff and work our way through the magical routine. People listening to this online, still got a few more months to actually make it to the York Maze. Best way to book tickets online, presumably, is to go through the York Maze website, which is?
Yes, all the W's, yorkmaze.com. The tickets are cheaper if you buy them online, but we welcome anyone just to come down on the day and buy their tickets on the gate, as all these merry people here have done.
Exactly, small people surrounding in all sorts of ways, which is quite astounding. Tom, great as ever. We'll hopefully catch up with you later, with or without Lord Mayor.
Indeed, yes. I'm sure we'll bump into you around the site somewhere. So, yeah, go out there and get lost, as we say.
And so Farmer Tom has gone to sort out his details with respect to local dignitaries and transport thereof, leaving us very kindly in the reception area, or actually more than the refreshment area and refreshment zone of the York Maze. Ed, this is something we haven't really commented on before, but the great thing about this particular environment is you've got lots of covered areas to actually sort of occupy in. So even should the weather turn a bit inclement, there's always a place to actually get some refreshments and beverages.
Absolutely, especially fitted out with heaters for those autumn months as well. But from where we're sitting now, you get a vista of the great North Yorkshire countryside, this particular kind of green that always screams North Yorkshire to me, and also the Cornmobile. The Cobmobile is over there. Also the Corn Snake Slide. That looks something that my nephew, who is 6 going on 7, would just be on all day. Loads of youngsters here. It's the second day of the school holidays.
Tom was saying that he believes that this is a slightly more complex maze than usual. Clearly, on your previous two visits, the maze has kind of been at its last legs because really it was through the hollow screen.
There's me scrabbling around on the floor to try and find the last corn cob, which I always have done. But I'm quite excited. In fact, when I asked him the question this morning, I thought, is that something really stupid? Perhaps it's only just been planted, but then glad that he said that it's 8 feet high. And we'll endeavour to get lost, I think.
Absolutely. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive from Siren FM on location in association with Pharma Nor Nutritional Supplements Limited at the York Maze 2016, the theme of which, of course, is Roald Dahl-esque. Although I don't think there's going to be any mention of Roald Dahl's adaptation of You Only Live Twice for the James Bond movie the same name.
Well, I think there's plenty to get stuck into here. I'm looking just in case any giant peaches are rolling across the landscape. We ought to watch out for them. But let's bring it on. Let's do this.
Far be it from me to actually disagree with Farmer Tornabd, but I have an issue with his history of the York Maze here. Yes, the 2002 Viking Longship Maze. Yes, the Star Trek Maze, 2006, absolute classic. The Doctor Who Maze from 2013 and the 2009 Moon Landing Maze, coupled by the 2010 Spitfire Maze and the Flying Scotsman Maze of 2004. But yes.
No mention of the 2016 Maze.
Well, I'm thinking more of the 2012 Maze here with the Mayan Maze.
Ah, yes.
And indeed. The strapline that Farmer Tom saves the world. I think Farmer Tom...
You will find that the Midweek Drive saved the world.
With Phil Leonis in Los Angeles and Ed Wellman and myself in Lincoln.
And a mere 25 hours.
Of non-stop.
The planet.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm sorry, we've never addressed this before, and I think it's as the rain begins to just drop all down outside the maze area here. In the year 2012, the world was awash with tales of impending doom. Some said that the Mayan calendar foretold that the world would end in 2012, but Farmer Tom wasn't prepared to take any chances. Interesting. But anyway, that's by the by. We'll let him go, because yes, 2015, the Thunderbird Maze, of course, last year's package, with classic photographs with Jamie Anderson and Farmer Tom, dressed in full Thunderbird 2 regalia, and a shot taken from, of course, above of Thunderbird 2, which was carved into the maze. I think we're about to sort of step into the maze now, or do you want to actually take time to head back? I mean, shall we wait until that thick cloud?
Let's be brave. You sure? Let's be brave.
Okay, well, that's very good. After all, we can always hide under the maze as we cross our little threshold here into the giant maze, and get prepared to listen to some of the questions that actually take place as far as these things are concerned.
Note that there is the Farmer Tom's weather forecast over there, which we always appreciate the brevity of it, I think, don't we?
Let's go with this. It's only right that we actually sort of acknowledge Farmer Tom's weather forecasting stone, the precious stone actually here. The condition, if the stone is wet...
Here we go. So it says, is the stone wet? Well, not entirely. So if it was wet, it would be raining. Then it says if the stone is dry, it's
not raining.
So really we're sort of between one and the other there at the moment. North-northwesterly, a maximum, etc.
Shadow on ground to study, sunny, white on top, snowing. Can't see the stone, it's foggy. A swinging stone would be windy. Stone jumping up and down
is an earthquake.
And the stone gone, tornado. Yes, I think we will sort of head into a sort of an interim period here as we see if we can complete the Colonel and Sweetie's challenges today. So, the first question is the Colonel's quiz question.
It says, push my nose.
Hello, I'm Veruca Salt. Well, actually, I'm Julie Dawn Cole, but I played Veruca Salt in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder. And we've got some questions for you today. So in the Colonel's quiz trail, question one. In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, there were a number of unpleasant children who met a sticky end. When Veruca Salt, that's me, climbed onto the Easter egg checking machine, what did it declare her? The answer is given under the number one sign.
Any thoughts?
I don't know. I'm just about to hashtag, though, Love York Maze on my The Ed Wellman Twitter. I think I followed them this morning, so now it's time for a like.
And the delicate sound of raindrops falling on our maize plants here see us somewhere in the early stages of the York Maze 2016. Ed, your unerring sense of direction, have you managed to locate where we're going as yet?
No, this is wrong.
Yes, that's a dead end.
Error,
end,
reverse,
exactly.
Reverse, reverse.
And the traditional British summer voice there of Norman effectively being told to get off the fronds, get off the maze.
Get here now.
Exactly.
It's at least not called Tyler, that would be worse. Signpost number one, which is Marvellous Medicine. Let's push the nose and see what happens.
George's Marvellous Medicine, I believe.
Here we go.
Answer one. The machine declared Veruca was a bad egg. So write that on your answer sheet. Question two. Roald Dahl worked for MI6 as an intelligence officer after the war, and once there, he met another man who went on to be a famous author too. What was his name? The answer is under the number two.
Well, there we are, and in case people are actually fretful as they head through this audio postcard, they don't have to worry, because we won't be giving all the answers out. These are just special South Side scenarios. Where to now, Ed? Presumably we're actually heading for number two, having had the thrill of actually encountering number one there. And of course,
exactly.
So, Ed, we have taken Tom Piercy up on his challenge to actually find one of his fantastic ace hand-picked group of workers to actually speak to. And curious enough, his name is?
Is it Alex?
Amazing. Alex, good to speak with you. You're already doing fantastic duty here in the kitchen. How did you get involved with the York Maze this summer?
I was notified to it by my brother, actually, because he had seen online that they were taking workers. I had been looking for a job about 6 months maybe since I got back from Australia, and I applied too. We went to the interviews and happened to be successful.
So share with us, what does Tom put you guys through at the interview? I mean, do you have an assault course to go through? Is it a case of you have to deal with, you know, irate customers? Do you deal with small people like Norman, of course, we met in the maze?
No, it's actually more like an audition than an interview, because we are up on stage, just talk about ourselves for a little bit, and then we go through various stages where we have to deal with pretend antagonizing customers or what.
Cope with radio interviews that land on you at the last moment.
Yeah.
Ed.
So what do you do the rest of the year, Alex?
The rest of the year, I haven't been doing much since I got back from Australia, actually, because I studied there doing my A-levels, and then I came back around November, and then from the space I've just been doing my hobbies and stuff, and then in September I'll be going to uni at Leeds College of Art.
Sounds excellent stuff here, and I see that the food has actually arrived, so perfect timing there. Brought by Sigourney, of course, which is wonderful. Sigourney, how did you get involved with York Maze?
I worked the weddings at the beginning of the year. They have weddings here at the weekends, and then just came here for the summer.
Just works on that basis. Now, finally, Sigourney and Alex, have you done the maze yourself successfully? Alex first.
I haven't been in the maze actually yet.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
What about the after maze party?
Yeah, I've really wanted to go in there because I came. I'm pretty sure I came on its opening year in 2002-3 with my grandparents when I was very young, and it was over at the other side.
So you've quite literally grown up with the maze, and I remember it when it was actually the other side as well. So.
Yeah, it was just I just remember a couple of push along go karts and whatnot, and the maze itself, and that was it. But now it's a huge attraction with thousands of people.
And we chance to meet Australian student Alex, who's not from Australia originally, but studies in Australia before he heads off to Leeds as well. Sounding, will you be around for the Hello Scream scenario, or will you be too busy ensconced with your work weather?
I'm hoping to be around at Halloween. It's a great environment to work in, so I'm hoping to come back for a few more summers yet before I move on.
Well, we're going to avail ourselves now of this excellent scenario, Alex and Sigourney, who's obviously vanished and hidden away in the background there. Many thanks indeed. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks a lot.
in a world of acronyms in higher education. We're currently watching the foundation of amazing robotic technologies, Ed, and your thoughts on what we're seeing from a higher educational perspective.
It's really good. This has got really good potential. The audience just need to warm up a little bit.
Call direction! Yes, give them a round of applause. Here they come. Call direction. Where are you? Where is
Just when one was beginning to think life had lost all its wonderful, marvellous novelties, we can hear in the background here the living robot that we've just experienced for the last 30 minutes, and the foundation of amazing robotic technologies. Your thoughts, please, Ed.
I think Barry the robot, wasn't it? Is it Barry the robot? Yeah, did very well. Along with Scarecrow, some big carrot nose going on there.
And Professor Piercy?
Exactly. Who was quite good fun on and off the stage, chasing various members of the audience and all sorts of fun and goings on.
The question is, should we actually look to do an interview with one of these fine folk, or shall we just sort of let them seek care in the community?
They're in their own world.
Everybody that's over here.
They've just noticed us. Oh.
They've got the journalists over here.
Yes, but...
It's all very exciting, and the entire audience has left.
This is true. We've got our colleagues from BBC York there.
Lanyards to the fore.
Exactly.
It's fair to say, in the many years I've been covering the York Maze, I don't think I've ever been quite as bemused as I am at this particular present moment in time. Ed, I think we're actually looking at a presentation that's about to be done to some of the wonderful various helpers that have been around. And after all, it is all about the children, as we've been frequently informed.
Absolutely. Now, great youngsters have been really helping out citizens of York with the York floods, and this is all about recognition for them, as Farmer Tom was saying, that they were the ones that opted to help when things got tricky in York. And so they are being invited here today and given some free passes and what have you, and there is some sort of ceremony about to happen where they're going to get a thank you.
We've got Colonel Curl in present there. We've got Maisie, of course, there. We've got a very energetic, almost Russian dancing helper there, who's put in an awful lot of energy just in terms of that dance routine alone.
Absolutely. Well, he's got the attention of all of the scouts and the cubs. Do we have any brownies, or is it? This is mostly young men, isn't it?
And parents, presumably, or helpers or guardians.
Yeah. And we've got representatives of churches as well here. So obviously this is a reflection of big community action groups.
We're just seeing the arrival of the Lord Mayor, I believe, of York, with Tom Piercy obviously on the centre stage here. Just interesting in terms of the choreography, because normally for royal visits, of course, these things are choreographed to the whole system there. But as you just said there, Ed, obviously our chap there putting in probably more energy into his first few minutes there than we actually saw over the last half hour.
Absolutely, yes. I'm not sure where the Scarecrow's gone now. See, I think he's gone for a lie down.
Just say thank you, really, and give you some tickets to come back in the summer and enjoy yourselves here. I'm just going to hand over to the Lord Mayor of York, who's going to say a few words of thank you for the amazing work you did. So, Lord Mayor, if you can say a few words. And then we're going to invite you up here to get your free tickets from Tony, who's in charge of tickets.
Thank you. Bit of hay fever there. I met Tony a couple of weeks ago at the Guildhall when the council and the press were giving out some certificates and medals to people who'd done amazing things during the floods. That was a really nice thing to do. It's about 50 people who were given an award for what they'd done. And I think it helped out during the floods because a lot of people needed help. And people all came together and said, yeah, we want to do something as well. We want to help. So as well as those 50 people, there's so many other people in the system and some young people like yourselves. And it's only fair, really, that we say thank you to you as well. So, thank you, as it says on the board, that's why it says thank you on the board. So I was very pleased that Tony had organised this together with Tom and the Maze, and that we're able to see some of you here. I know not everybody was able to make it here today, but we're able to see some of you here today and say thank you. So with that, I think we're going to invite you up here to say thank you individually, and Tony is going to give you a little gift.
Thank you all very much.
We're delighted now, Ed, to actually meet the fantastic, amazingly talented Lord Mayor of York, of course.
Hi. How do you do?
And your full name?
I'm Dave Taylor.
Dave, initially when we sort of met you this morning, well, we didn't actually meet you, but we saw that obviously Tom had sent his Cobmobile to collect you. Did the transport work okay?
Oh, that was great, yeah, because DN1 mayoral car is in the garage this week, so it was good of Tom to come out and collect us.
I did suggest to Tom that possibly a Cobmobile would have been a better scenario, but
that would have been ace, wouldn't it, yeah.
This is a really fantastic tribute to both the fantastic work that Tom's obviously doing here and others, but I think you're being called away by David Leon, so we'll hopefully pick this up in a few seconds. Tom, very briefly, just to say, another fantastic event, well put together. The mayor was in full force there, Lord Mayor of York, so great stuff there. And you're off to be his official chauffeur now.
Yes, I am. I'm doubling up today. Yeah, I can turn my hand to pretty much anything, as you know, Alex.
Will you leave us in the capable hands of David Leon, who we're going to have a few words with, because anybody who can sort of carry off that wonderful baseball hat in that style has to be interviewed. Fantastic stuff. Cheers, Tom, once again, and see you again soon.
Yeah, he's going for the William Hague look, I think, today.
I thought so. I was thinking it is William Hague. David, again, just win-win situation. I mean, last week, as we were saying, press launch, of course, Great Yorkshire Show and so on. Ed was devastated to have missed the helicopter ride, but I said, we didn't know what was happening, but that's something I'm sure we'll be looking for next year. The helicopter ride.
By devastated, he means I was relieved, actually. Don't you hide.
This is another win-win situation, actually, in terms of that. Not just today, but the whole York Maze.
Yes, yeah, York Maze it continues to go from strength to strength. It's focus on customer service and giving families just an excellent day out is a win. It's what people keep coming back for. It's what York Maze is renowned for, is a great family day out. So our job in the marketing and PR is just to project that image and that message and just let people know what a great job York Maze is doing and what a great place it is for a day out.
Ed, it's your first ever summer York Maze. Of course, you've done two of the winter ones. Final thoughts on today?
I'm going to be back within 2 weeks with an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. So I'll get to see it all then. I'm going to do the whole maze. I'm going to get right the way to the furthest point, which I think was six, was it? Are there six towers in the maze to get?
Five.
Five. Okay.
We'll get there. And I've heard a whisper, next year, 40th anniversary of a certain famous George Lucas scenario. Obviously, David, we wouldn't expect you to be able to say anything, because obviously then you would have to be shot and taken and executed. But after this year's Roald Dahl, we might be thinking about a forceful one next year, perhaps.
The theme of the maze is something that kind of evolves over the winter period, and we look at what's going on in the news and what would make a great image, etc. So there are various contenders for next year's theme, and all will be revealed come next July.
York Maze is not the only thing you represent, of course, so come on, give some shameless plugs for some of the other things that benefit from David Leon, PR marketing man extraordinaire.
One of the things I've been heavily involved in the last couple of years is the National Farm Attractions Network, which is a trade association of about 200 farm parks. York Maze is a member of the group, but there are farm attractions and farm parks right around the UK. And they're very effective at getting together and developing that sector in the attractions world. They're the fastest growing attraction sector over the last decade, and provide family days out for probably around 12 million people a year visit a farm park. So that's something we've been working a lot on over the last couple of years.
Well, as we always say, we're happy at Siren and indeed Southside Broadcasting to promote anything you'd like to send our way, so feel free to stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely will do, Alex. Thank you.
And so we reach the end of our little sojourn at the York Maze 2016, the adventures of Roald Dahl manifest through a superlative maze experience put together as ever by Tom Pearcey, Maze Chief Executive Officer. Your final closing thoughts, Ed Wellman?
My closing thoughts are that I am going to be back, and as I said to Press Officer
That would be David Leon.
So I shall come in tow with my sister and her two youngsters, who are 8 and 6, and I think it will be an excellent day. There really is loads to do here, and if you know, the proof of the pudding is it's the second day of the school holidays, and everybody, nearly everybody's here.